By the time you walk past the wine bottle sitting on store shelves, many hands have gone into the making of that wine. The work in vineyards is especially intensive, with most of the work on wine grapes done by hand. For now, anyway. But just as other types of agriculture have mechanized, there are machines that can do the work of grape harvesting and vine pruning, raising the possibility of a no-touch vineyard being a typical thing. Two researchers are pushing the envelope on vineyard mechanization in California. George Zhuang is with the University of California Cooperative Extension. He's a viticulture advisor. George, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, Jeffrey. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. And Khan Kurtaral, and forgive me if I'm mispronouncing your name, is also with UCCE, working in the UC Davis Department of Viticulture and Enology. Khan, how do you pronounce your last name?
As it's spelled, Kurtaral.
Okay, I did have it right. Okay. George, start us off. I mean, how long have you been working on the concept of a no-touch vineyard?
Well, I think the concept of the vineyard mechanization was, is nothing really new. So, the mechanization was probably developed 20 or 30 years ago. So right now, I've been working on this mechanization project with Khan Kurtaral, my colleague in Davis, for about 3 years right now, because right now there's a really need from the industry to really push the mechanization further to really reduce the labor cost.
Well, and then you mentioned the machines have been around for 20 or 30 years. Why not use more extensively before now?
Well, right now, because based on the California situation, the minimum wage gonna be increased to $15 per hour in 2022. So right now, with the increasing labor costs per farming wine grapes, so right now there's already a need for the wineries or the vineyard to really try to push the mechanization into reality.
So the financial pressures then are what are really turning up the interest here.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And Khan Kurtaral, what kinds of obstacles to getting to a no-touch vineyard? What kinds of things do the people do or have traditionally done better than machines?
Everything can be done by machines right now, but the biggest obstacle getting into this no-touch vineyard is the current planting systems. Majority of the vineyards now do not have the correct trellising in space, so that inhibits how the machines can work these vineyards.
So the machines have certain measurements and clearances, it sounds like, and the vineyards have to be more or less built to handle those kinds of machines?
That's correct, because the machines are non-selective, meaning that they can do one task at a time, such as pruning, but if cutting heads have to open and close to go around cross arms. Decreases the efficiency of these machines. But then you still have to send in a hand crew to clean up these places that the machines have missed. And in most cases, these have cost growers more money than just a regular hand pruning operation.
So how specifically does the vineyard have to be set up to fit the machine? I mean, you mentioned the trellising and that sort of stuff, but I mean, are they very, very exacting kinds of measurements for, how tall and how wide and that sort of thing?
They're not the simplest vineyard usually works the best for mechanization. I mean, we're not looking for, very elaborate trellising systems with movable catch wires, so on and so forth. So in our experiments within the last 10-15 years, we found that the simplest form of our trellis works the best, such as a vertical shoot position trellis, or the new one, single high wire system works the best. These are usually the cheapest ones to install and the first ones to produce a crop, because they're much easier for the grower to train and bring into productivity.
And does the machinery take one person to operate, basically, Khan?
Usually it takes one person to operate, but people want to do more with less. So the newer machines usually have a trailer that you can hang equipment or implements on. So in this case, you might have about three people operate this machine, but you're doing two rows at a time, which increases these efficiencies, because our vineyards in California are quite large. We're approaching about a 250-acre mean size of a vineyard, and 250-acre vineyard is quite large to operate. So they want to work three crews, or three shifts a day, and try to do these practices as fast as they can, because grapes never stop growing.
Yeah, true that. George Zhuang and Quan Curturale are guests on the Jefferson Exchange working on mechanizing vineyards and having some success in no-touch vineyard examples in California. Conversations, your questions, rather, welcome on the conversation, your observations as well, by phone, 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org by email. George, is this the kind of thing that works a little better with economies of scale, as Con was talking about with the, 250 acres, a fairly standard size for a vineyard in California. Does it sort of help to have a bigger operation to consider mechanization?
Well, in the area, I'm serving as an extension farm advisor here. Like Con said, the average size about 250 to 300 acres per farm. So, because the machineries, like mechanic pruners, mechanic leafers, all those are mechanization or equipment, are quite expensive. You have to have a lot of investment there for a large acreage. So based on my experience here in a large production area in Fresno County, usually large growers have more investment into machineries because they have large acres. So somehow they can really benefit by, investing the technology, investing the equipment to try to benefit by saving the labor costs in the next few years.
You've been mentioning labor cost a lot, and I wonder if, aside from the expense, if there have been issues just finding people to work the vineyards, if there's just a shortage of people in general, even if you could pay them.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. I forgot to mention that the first question there. So there are two things going on right now in my area, at least in the Central California. So first one is really, the minimum wage increase. Like I said, going to be $15 per hour in 2022 by law. But also, there's a lot of competition in terms of labor requirements. In the area here I serve, Fresno County, we have a lot of tree fruits, blueberries, strawberries. So in terms of this high cash, high dollars crop, we really see there's a competition between different crops in terms of labor requirements. Sometimes you can pay the growers or pay the laborers to, do the work in the field, but they prefer to have high-paid job, picking peaches or strawberries, or even go to construction. So, we're talking about the wage going to increase, but also we're talking about there's really a competition in terms of labor pool. And sometimes for wine grapes, we just don't have the labor there to do the work in the field.
And do a lot of those products end up needing to be harvested around the same time? So do you have a whole blitz of agricultural operations that require picking all at once?
Well, for the grapes, usually it's a year-round project. So basically, I would say most of the months, you need some requirement of labor to do the work. And unfortunately, for a lot of those fruits, the picking time can be, vary around the years. So every month we're talking about there's something going on there. So,
okay.
For the wine growers, it's very hard to find the people to do the work and also have to pay a high wage in the future.
Con Curturale, tell us about the actual work of harvesting the wine grapes. For those of us who don't know much about what goes on out there in the vineyards, it sounds like it's fairly exacting work that you have to know something about, what a fully ripened grape looks like, all that sort of thing. Or is it as simple as, by this date in the calendar, these grapes are ready, go get them?
Well, it can be as simple as that, but usually, grapes are sold on the spot market, and then, the buyer, I will say, we'll pick them at this ripeness. And as that data approaches, they'll be sampled, and then harvest will be called. But harvest is not the concern for wine grapes, because 90% of the acreage in California is harvested by machine.
Mm-hmm.
The main concern is getting them pruned and ready for the growing season, because harvesting was figured out in the 70s, and we did a lot of work on whether it's beneficial to harvest by machine or by hand. And, industry adapted very quickly in the first wave of labor shortages in the 1970s. So harvesting is not a concern. The only lands that are harvested by hand, or if it's too steep or too small to get them by a machine, or you know, if there's like a really a need or a desire from the winemaker to be harvested by hand.
Is there any particular cachet or premium you can place on bottled wine if it is cut by hand versus machine?
Consumer will not know if it's harvested by hand or by machine. I mean,
it tastes the same, you're saying.
Well, I mean, writing's on the wall. I mean, if 90% is harvested by machine, what's the purpose of, you know, harvesting them by hand?
Right.
And the new machines, there's less than 2% juicing, meaning that, you know, if you pick a ton of grapes, only 2% will be, you know, hurt by the mechanical harvesting process. So it's a very exacting process, and the new harvesters even have onboard sorters that can sort the berries based on color or size, and then cull them on the fly as the harvesters are traveling through the vineyard. So harvesting is not a concern.
All right, so let's talk about the pruning process then, because this certainly sounds like it's the kind of thing that where there's some decisions that have to be made. But so is the machinery somewhat software heavy? Do you have to set up a lot of parameters for it to figure out how to do the pruning?
Not really. I mean, the machines are mechanical or electromechanical. You have to, I mean, a couple of decisions have to be made by the grower. You know, if you're on the north coast of California, there's a little bit more attention paid to, you know, aesthetics and, you know, crop load management. If you're getting into the more of the, you know, production heavy areas, the game is all in the efficiency, how fast you can get through these vineyards and then, you know, irrigate them reliably. So setting up the machines is fairly straightforward. The first thing that has to be decided on is the height of the bearing surface. I mean, how tall do you want to prune the spurs, and how wide do you want the spur head to be? So that sets the bearing height and girth of the canopy. And this is set by, adjusting the cutter height and width. Other than that, the driver will adjust the travel speed down the row. Usually it's about, 1 to 1.5 miles an hour. And then at 1 mile an hour, he can cover 0.75 acres in about 45 minutes. But that's one row. If you're able to do two rows with the new machines, then, you're covering 1.5 acres in 45 minutes. So, if you think about the, management block in California being about 80 acres in size, you can see that, these blocks can be, pruned in a day with just three people. And that's where the, economies of scale starts coming into play.
We're talking about no-touch vineyards with Khan Kurtaral and George Zhuang at the University of California Cooperative Extension. They're helping vineyards mechanize with their pruning operations, where they could save a whole bunch of labor costs. You can join the conversation on the exchange, 800-838-3760 by phone. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. George, were there any particular nagging issues that were harder to resolve with the pruning operation with machines?
Well, so, like a concept, the trellis is very important to use the mechanical prunings. Like the simple trellis will be probably the best to do a mechanic pruning, like a single high wire or like a high quad. So right now the biggest problem here in the central California is there are a lot of wine grapes. It's called a California sprawl trellis. So basically they have a cordon wire and two catch wire above the cordon wire as a cross arm. So the cross arm is really a big problem to do a mechanic prunings. So recently I worked with local growers to really see if we can use the pre-existing trellis, like California sprawl. So basically we just get rid of the cross arm and still do the mechanic pruning to see if we can, use a mechanic pruning of those old trellis and still make a very efficient and a productive vineyard.
And how much does the equipment cost? I mean, I think is a vineyard going to spend a lot of money up front for the machine, but then ultimately it pays for itself over the course of two or three seasons because they're not paying for all the labor for the pruning?
Yeah, I think Khan might have a more like an accurate number there.
Okay.
Cost, but I think it's like probably like $30,000 to $40,000 per equipment. Maybe Khan can correct me on that.
Yeah, I mean, you need a series of implements. You need the pruner, but you need a finished pruner. There's not a whole lot of them out on the market. The finished pruner, you finish the pruning in one pass. You don't have to come back. So that's about $30,000-$35,000. After that, mechanically pruned vineyards need a shoot thinning. And then, that's another implement that's going to cost about like, $25,000. Then after that, if you're chasing a different market in the premium segment above a $10 bottle price at the supermarket, then you also need the leaf remover. That's another $20,000-$25,000 investment. So all in all, $100,000 in implements is not a whole lot in today's, farming operation. In a year, start breaking out even with the savings in this endeavor. Because, we just recently published a paper with George in Hort Technology. We converted traditional systems, head-trained systems to single high wire. And then in the initial 2 years of conversion, the single high wire completely mechanized system was more profitable. And then it was the most profitable in the end with a same, if not better, grape quality at the farm gate. So, writing's on the wall for growers to, adapt to this, as quickly as possible, or, they're going to pull out vineyards and put in almonds.
All right, so what a consumer wants to know at this point, Con, and this will probably be our last question because we're almost out of time, is whether this means a bottle of wine might cost a little less.
Yeah, that's how things work. No. No, I mean, wine prices are set by, market demands. Mm. But wine is probably cheaper than, a bottle of water, if you consider a lot of things. So I don't think wine is an expensive beverage. Or a food product. Mm-hmm. So enjoy it while it lasts.
Okay, well, it sounds like the harvesting already largely done by machine, and now we're talking about the pruning going that way as well, and then reducing the need for labor on a lot of large wineries, medium-sized ones as well. Con Courtaral is at UC Davis, Department of Viticulture and Enology. George Zhuang is with the University of California Cooperative Extension. He's Viticulture Advisor in Fresno County. Thank you both for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange today.
Thank you.
Good day.
Thank you very much.